I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The U.S. State Department imposed sanctions today on the president of the West African nation of Ivory Coast. Laurent Gbagbo is widely believed to have lost a presidential election last month, but he refuses to yield office to his rival, Alassane Ouattara. In fact, government troops have blockaded Ouattara in a hotel. There's been violence in Abidjan, the main city of Ivory Coast. The BBC's John James is there, and he says armed men are now roaming the city, abducting people.
This tends to be taking place in opposition areas of the city, places called Abobo, Ajame, Williamsville. These are areas that voted heavily for Alassane Ouattara in the first and second round of elections. There's a curfew in place overnight, and armed groups of men are going into those areas and seem to be picking out people, taking them away. The UN reporting at least 50 deaths, nearly 500 cases, reports of kidnappings, and so people disappearing, deaths. People are living in fear. People are struggling to sleep overnight. You've got these operations in these areas where people call Operation Casserole, where people get their pots and pans and whistles, and as soon as any police are seen in an area, everyone comes out and starts whistling, making a noise, banging their pots and pans to get everyone out to try and dissuade any sorts of kidnappings or disappearances taking place in those areas. So a real climate of fear in many areas that voted for Alassane Ouattara.
That process, Operation Casserole, is it working?
Well, it does seem to prevent people doing their business where it's in place, because you may have three or four armed men going into a particular district, but when they're in there, under the cover of darkness and under the cover of the curfew, perhaps they can take people away and enter homes. When everyone comes out on the streets, obviously it changes the atmosphere somewhat. Often they respond by firing into the air, sometimes apparently shooting directly, but generally it seems to dissuade people from doing anything and just leaving rapidly the area.
And John James, stepping back a little bit for those people who are wondering what's going on here in terms of the geography and political alignments, President Gbagbo is a southerner, Alassane Ouattara is a northerner. What's the significance of this?
Yes, I mean, Alassane Ouattara as a northerner, as a Muslim, is really the first time that he's been able to stand in an election someone who's been excluded in the 2000 elections, in the 1995 elections. This was the first time he was allowed to be a candidate, and according to most people, he won. But that sort of ignites some of those tensions in the country. As I said, he did have the backing in his opposition alliance of a large group from the south, the largest ethnic group called the Baule. So there are some, it's not entirely black and white, but there's many people from the south who don't accept the fact that a Muslim could be a president in this country, even though the country is roughly split 50-50 between Muslims and Christians.
All right. The BBC's John James in Ivory Coast. Thank you again.
Thank you.